The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be in Sanhedrin Perek Deboirer Daf Lamed Aleph. Today's shiur, I'd like to discuss one of the most controversial halachis and practical halachis in the Beis Din system. What Beis Din to go to? And I will, mit Hashem, discuss many examples and many machlokeses. First of all, if we look in today's daf, on daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis, the Gemara concludes that when we have an argument, either to leave the town and go to a Beis Avad, to go to a Beis Din that's far greater than the local Beis Din. So the parameters the Gemara says is, the Gemara's Matzkona is that when it comes to a Mal Ben Loiva, since we say that the Loiva is an Evid for the Malva, therefore the Malva can choose to go to a Beis Din out of the city, to the Beis Avad, the great Beis Din, and schlep the Loiva out of the local town. However, when it's not a Malva Loiva, even if one of the defendant or plaintiff want to go out of town, they cannot force the other person to leave the town. And so too passes the Mechaber in Simen Yudalid, that when it comes to a Malva and Loiva, they live in the same town, and there's a greater Beis Din in a second town, the Malva can force the Loiva to leave the town, to go to the Beis Avad, which is Beis Avad means basically the place where there are tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. The Ramah in Simen Yudalid argues, and brings a Mordechai. The Mordechai claims in Simen Tov Shin Tes by us in Zeboirer, the last one Beis Avad, Bizmanazeh, that nowadays there is no Beis Avad. And therefore the Gemara's Halacha does not apply that a Malva could force a Loiva to leave his local town and go to the Beis Avad. And then the Ramah goes on and says, since the Halacha of Beis Avad is not applicable nowadays because no Beis Avad, what are the guidelines for when there is a dispute between the plaintiff and defendant of what Beis Din to go to, what are the guidelines? The Ramah goes on, the Ramah says, HaToveya Tzarech Leilich Achar Nitva, that the plaintiff has to go after the defendant. Imhu B'ir Acheres. If the plaintiff and the defendant live in two separate towns, the plaintiff must go to the town of the defendant in order to sue him. Afal pi shebi'ir ha-toveya ha-bezin yoyse gadol. Concludes the Ramah, even if the toveya, the plaintiff's town, there are way better talmidei chachamim that are more capable to don a din Torah, still the halacha is the plaintiff must go to the town of the defendant to sue the defendant. What is the reason of this halacha? So, Mitzvah Hashem, I will say three separate reasonings for this halacha, and there will be practicable nafkaminas. The first reason for this halacha can be seen in the Bir HaGro. The Vilna Gaon says, brings a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama says a rule that Hamoisi Machaveroi Olavaraya. Rav Ashi in the Gemara says that the source for Hamoisi Machaveroi Olavaraya is not a pasuk, that the burden of proof is on the plaintiff. It's not a pasuk. It's not a gezeiros hakos of the Torah to tell us. Rather, the Gemara says a simple logic. The Gemara says the man de koyevale, someone who has a pain, ozul lebeis asya, someone who has a pain goes to the hospital. Since someone who has a problem must go to the hospital, that's the way the world works. So too, in a case between a plaintiff and a defendant, and the plaintiff wants to take money away from the defendant, whose problem is it? Not the defendant. He's happy. He has the object in his hands. It is the plaintiff's problem. Therefore, the plaintiff must bring proof against the defendant. Just like a sick person has to go to the hospital. The Vilna Gaon claims this too applies in when we decide what place of Beis Din to go to. When the plaintiff says, I want to go into my town, and the defendant says, I want the din Torah to be in my town, the plaintiff must travel to the town of the defendant in order to sue him, because after all, the burden of proof is on the plaintiff. He's a sick person. He has to go to the defendant. So can be seen in the Be'agro. The Ma'aribal the Maribal in Chelek Gimel in Siman Tzadik Zion says an entirely different reason than the Be'agro. The Maribal, Marim Ben Lev, says that the reason the plaintiff must go to the town of the defendant in order to have a Din Torah, he says, because it is preferable that the defendant gets judged by his local rabbis in his local community. Because in the scenario, when the defendant, if he would become chayav to pay the plaintiff, the defendant is more apt to listen to his local rabbi than to listen to the rabbi of the plaintiff. And therefore, when the plaintiff sues the defendant, he must go to the town of the defendant, to the local rabbi of the defendant. And therefore, when the local rabbi defendant is mechayev the defendant, the defendant will carry out his psak a lot quicker and with more zrizas than to the plaintiff's town. In order there should be a psayis dinner, so says the Maribal. And therefore, that's why the plaintiff must go to the town of the defendant, and that is the reason behind the Ramot Psak. A third reason is brought in Divrei Malkiel, in Shuvas, Chelek Dalet, Simen Kuf Memchet, and the Divrei Malkiel says a different reason than the Vilna Gaon and the Maribal. The Divrei Malkiel says the following reason. He says like this, that if we would make the defendant go to the town of the plaintiff, all havoc would break loose. Because I who live in South Bend, would sue everyone in New York to come to South Bend and sue them. And they would not want to travel, because of course airfare is minimum $200. And they would settle with me out of court. Meaning if the plaintiff could sue anyone he wants and schlep them to his place, to go to his bezdin in his town, the expense of the traveling expenses, or since they're so overpriced, would pressure the defendant to settle for something, even if the defendant is scot-free, is right. And even though he's really putter, he would pay a little bit to appease the plaintiff of not having to go to the plaintiff. So basically we have three reasons why the Malva and the Loiva live in two different towns, why the Malva has to go to the town of, why the plaintiff has to go to the town of the defendant. Rather, he's a Malva or Loiva, whether he's any Din Torah or the Tuveya must go to the Nitba. Number one, the Goyin, who says that it's based on a Motim Mechaveh HaLavaya. The Maribal and Chelek Gimel Siman Tzadik Zayin, because the Nitva would listen better to his local Rabbanim and pay quicker. Or the Divrei Malkiel and Chelek Dalet and Kuf Memches, who says that we can't have the opposite, because if we have the opposite, the plaintiff would sue for no reason and cause the defendant, the Nitva, to pay in order to settle. Now, these are all three reasons when the defendant and plaintiff live in two different cities. However, there are three other scenarios that are not clear in the poskim, and I'd like to discuss all three scenarios. Okay. The first scenario I'd like to discuss is what happens if you have two bate dinim in one city. Again, the Malva and the Loiva live in the same city, and there are two bate dinim in the same city. And let's assume there's one bezdin that's far greater in chokhmah. It's obvious there are smarter rabbis and more competent rabbis in the second bezdin. The poskim point out, the Gemara in the beginning of the perek said that when we either decide to go to the bezdin of Reb Chisda or Reb Huna, the beginning of Zeboira, the Gemara claims that you could pick the bezdin of Reb Chisda to go to over the bezdin of Reb Huna, despite the fact that Reb Huna is more capable of donning a din Torah than Reb Chisda. Still, you're allowed to go to Reb Chisda's bezdin. And the Gemara says the logic is because when I force someone to go to Reb Chisda's bezdin against Reb Huna, if they live in the same city, the plaintiff defendants live in the same city, and Reb Chisda and Reb Huna live in the same city, and it's not a tircha to go to Reb Chisda's bezdin, so the person forcing the other person, ketaina, mi kemitrach nalach, am I being matriach, am I bothering you to go anywhere? After all, we're all in the same city, and I could choose to go even to a less capable bezdin. The question is, that Gemara, who is the one forcing to go to the less capable bezdin? Who's the forcee over there? So, it's not clear in the Gemara in the beginning of the Zeboiro who's forcing who. The poskim discussed. According to the reason, let's go according to the three reasons we discussed. According to the first reason, the Vilna Gaon's reason, that's based on Motichev Raya, so therefore the defendant will be able to force the plaintiff to go to the less capable bezdin in his town. because of Motzei Chazaraya. However, according to the reason of the Maribal and the Divrei Malkiel, that say both reasons that the Nitba is right in choosing the Bezdin if he lives far away from the Peiveya, would only be applicable if they live in two separate cities. For example, the Maribal's reason that he listened to his Rabbanim better in his community, if the two Betadinim are still in his community, he'll listen to both Betadinim equally. Or according to Divrei Malkiel's reason that if the travel expenses for the Nitba to go to the Peiveya would be very much, and therefore he would be reason to settle, would not apply if they're both in the same city and there's no travel expenses. And therefore we'd say that the two reasons Maribal and Divrei Malkiel would not apply, and the Peiveya would have a schus, versus the reason that the Vilna Gaon and the Nitba would have a schus. However, it could be seen in the Knesset HaGedoyla, brings down that even according to the reasons of the Maribal and the Divrei Malkiel, still in the same city, we go after the Nitba, the defendant can choose what bezin to go to. Because he says the Knesset HaGedoyla, that Shaloi Lach Loik Ben Minig. We don't want to differentiate in the Minig. We want to have a low plug across the board, a given rule. And therefore, the Nitba can choose even if they're in the same city. The Minchas Alazar and Chelik Beis, in Simon Beis, seem to say a different reason than the Knesset HaGedoyla. He says that even according to Maribal and the Divrei Malkiel, that's all theoretical. But we know there's a rule in Bezdin called Kimli. The defendant, the one who's holding the money, can say, Kimli, I establish myself, and I hold like this rug or that rug. Therefore, says the Minchas Alazar in his class of Tshuva, over there in Simon Beis, that so too, when choosing where to go, the Nitba could say Kimli, like the Vilna Gaon, and if they're in the same city, he could choose which Bezdin to go to, even though the Maribal and Divrei Malkiel's reasoning do not apply. That would be two Batei Dinim in the same city. What is if the Tevei and the Nitba live in the same city, however the Nitba wants to go out of town to schlep the Malva to an out of town Bezdin? Again, for example, the Nitba and the Peiveya both live in New York, but the Nitba wants to take the Peiveya to a Bezdin in Lakewood. Does the defendant have a schus to take the Peiveya to a Bezdin in Lakewood? Okay, it's a very common question, so let's go according to the three reasons. According to the reason of the Vilna Gaon, the Nitba would have a schus, because after all, he is the Muchzik, and we say, Amotzi Mechavei Alvaraya. However, according to the Maribal and the Divrei Malkiel, who both claim that the whole reason that the Nitba has a schus to bring the plaintiff to him is only because either Kor Maribal, that he'll listen better, or Kor Divrei Malkiel, because schlepping him, the plaintiff would schlep to the defendant, therefore the defendant would pay to settle. L'choira, this would not apply in the Nitba going to an out-of-town place. And according to the board, both reasons, Maribal and Divrei Malkiel, the Nitba would not have a schus to take the Toiveya out of his local town. However, as we saw, that the reasoning given in the Minchas Alazar and the Knesset HaGedoyla, either the Knesset HaGedoyla, Lo Plug Rabbanin, that we always say the Nitva wins, and he could choose the Bezdin, or the Minchas Alazar, that he could say, Kimli, he, L'choira, should be able to slap the Toiveya out of New York and into Lakewood for a Din Toya. That would come out. However, we have to always keep in mind, the Poskim point out, that even though the Nitba can choose the Bezdin he wants, if we see that he's doing so, if it's obvious he's doing so in order to put pressure on the Toiveya, in order to sneak out of the Din Toira, maybe in order to pressure the Toiveya to choose to settle for money rather than schlep to New Jersey, so then we would not give the Nitba that schus. I mean, the Nitba schus didn't accumulate the Minchas Alazar. Although, Pluk, Knesset HaGedoyla, these reasonings, this reason should not apply if we smell something fishy. Now, another classic case is the case of Zabla. If a Nitba or a Tiveya, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in both scenarios, in Siman Yud Gimel, if anyone would want to have a Zabla, they win, irregardless who they are. There's only one schus that could beat a Zabla. What's the one schus that could beat a Zabla? So it says clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Gimel, the Ramon Siman Gimel, Sif Alp, could be seen saying that if there is a Bezdin Kavua is stronger than a Zabla. Now, what is a Bezdin Kavua? So nowadays, the Moshe Feinstein claims there's no Bezdin Kavua nowadays to beat a Zabla. And he logics this, that a Bezdin Kavua could only beat a Zabla if the Bezdin Kavua is clearly voted by the whole community. If the whole community voted on that Bezdin and chose them, the elected officials, they could beat a Zabla. However, no Bezdin nowadays are elected by the Commonwealth, and therefore they don't have a schus to beat a Zabla. Those are basically the sikumim in the halachas of where to go. Again, two different cities, the nitba would require the toveya to come to him. Leaving town, also, the nitba should take the toveya out of town. And so too, if the two batei dinim in one city, the nitba could choose which bezdin. The only case I believe that the toveya could have the upper hand is the tshuvas marashtam. In the tshuvas marashtam, the marashtam says clearly that if the business in which they're arguing about is in a certain city, there is no preference from the hands of the mal, from the toveya, the nitba, to choose a different bezdin. Because if the business that they're arguing about and the assets in which they are fighting over are in a city, you must go to the city where the assets and the business are. And the Marashtam said the logic is because when they formed the business in that city, they did it al-das kein, that when, just like they formed the business in the city, any disputes should be taken out in the bezdin in that city. Therefore, if there's a business in New York that's in dispute, even if the two, Tavei and Nitva, live in New Jersey, they'd have to come to New York for the Din Torah, unless they both agree, of course, not to do that, but any of them can say they want to come to New York since the business is in New York. And I just want to conclude that this is all the halachas of nowadays. As we said, the Mordechai said there's no Beis Avad nowadays, and therefore there's no schus of the mal, but it's forced the nitba to go to the Beis Avad. However, it's a choiv gomer, I believe, that even though if we have seen the poskim many, many different opinions of what bezin to go to, however, if both the toveya and the nitba both agree they want to search for the best bezin, the most competent bezin, that lechoiv should be their first choice, and they will work on the case and be lamitoi shel Torah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.